This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have Dumb Dumb of the Day before we exit stage left for Craig Hoffman. It won't exactly put you in the spirit for the holidays, right? As we sit here less than 48 hours before Thanksgiving, which comes up Thursday, of course. We'll all be out on Thursday. I think Earl Forsey will be on in the morning, and then we'll have all three NFL games. So you got Chicago, Detroit, 12:30. Then you have 4:30, Dallas and the Giants. And I guess DeVito is now saying he expects to play, or he hopes to play, even though the initial information was he was questionable to play, per Dable, what have you. And then the game that I'm really looking forward to is as part of the triple header, which, you know, again, who needs more football? But they're going to serve it up to you. But it's actually a really good game with a lot of meaning for both teams, the Packers and the Dolphins, Thursday night at Lambeau, and that majestic scene, especially if there's some snow and all that stuff, which there very well could be.
Okay, now, full disclosure.
Yes.
Since we do our little thing with picking games with the genius.
Mm. Who's that?
Essex.
Oh.
Essex the genius. The celebrity, which is Rooster, and the whale. And the blue-collar worker.
That's you?
Yes. And
the blue-collar worker.
And so you got an option now. I don't know what's so funny. is to take the fish in the frozen lake. Now, that's a good thing to think. They don't
handle that very well.
Now, they're coming on now. Miami... Yeah. They're rolling. You got to look at them as being hot and trending. But Lambeau, this is really going to be interesting.
Does the blue collar worker get to enjoy Thanksgiving and eat and watch football, or do you have a lot of stuff to do?
It's not working, as you well know. You and I have spent some of these together, yep, laboring. It's I don't really like the game. I mean, really. We're used to the Bears. Usually the Bears and the Lions both suck.
Mm-hmm.
So this time it's a thrill to watch the Lions.
Yeah.
You know, and the Bears will be competitive. And, you know, the quarterback's up, he's scaling up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Bears. So they'll lose. They'll find a way to lose. But I would just be watching the Lions. And then now that Jerry is saying he could, you know, and the Cowboys could be interesting because nobody saw that coming, what they did.
Well, I want to get to that. I want to get to that story about what Jerry said in cleanup on aisle three.
Okay,
so,
good, but I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, Cowboys Giants is not exactly like scintillating theater, but you know how the NFL is, right? It could be like that game was horrible at Northwest Stadium for 54 minutes.
I know.
Horrible.
I know.
And then it turned into just an absolute, you know, heavyweight
NFL.
Battle for the ages.
NFL. If we didn't have an interest in
just Haymaker Central,
we would have loved it.
I know.
Had we not been emotionally involved,
I know.
Would have been great.
Yeah. Dolphins, Packers, maybe I'm overselling it.
No,
the Dolphins still are
not
5-6.
No, but
they are
can't
on the rise.
Lose
yeah.
To do what they are attempting to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't lose.
And they are on the rise now again.
They're on the rise, and then Cheetah amazingly gets freed out of that legal deal. Everything's working their way. Tua, you know, he's one hit away.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's putting our eyes on that. And Green Bay has not played as well as they did a year ago, but there could be. And now, so we'll have all eyes on it. But what are we looking for? I'm looking for snow. I want to see the fish.
That would be great.
Fish in cold water.
Yeah. And don't forget, you have a Black Friday game for a second year in a row now, too, at 3 o'clock, which we'll have here, of course, on the Team 980. So you have all three games here on the 980 and on the Odyssey app via Westwood One starting at noon all the way and through around midnight, play maybe plus with the postgame coverage. Then you have Raiders-Chiefs, which was the Christmas Day matchup at Arrowhead last year. Now it's the Black Friday matchup beginning at 2:30. So you have four NFL games before you even get to the weekend.
Why do I want to watch the Raiders?
I don't know.
No, I'm just asking you. Is there what reason would I want to watch?
You're not fired up for Aiden O'Connell?
I love silver and black, but I don't even know who the quarterback is.
Aiden O'Connell.
Okay.
Doesn't that get you in a lather?
Not at all.
Max Crosby?
That does.
Okay.
Watching him. Okay. So I guess that'd be it. And see silver and black. Seeing the mascots.
Plus, it's a rivalry, right? So, I mean, you know, theoretically.
Well, him and Mahomes. Okay, you talk me into it. All right. All right. I answer
watch
my
it,
questions.
Doug. Or you could watch the Islanders and the Capitals. They start at the same time.
Well, bingo.
On Friday. So,
see, there you go.
You know, I mean, you know me. I'm always pimping the puck.
There you go.
I mean.
That's why we go to you.
It's what I do.
The Rooster.
It's what I do.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Let's get back to the calls and get as many of you guys in as we can. Oh, gosh, where are we going? Lappin's in D.C. I think he's been on hold the longest. What's up, Lapp?
Hey, what's up, D.O.C.? Shout out to Matty Ice. What's up, Bruce?
What's up, Lapp?
Hey, all three of these games have been tough, man. The Dallas one is even more, you know, tough. I'm just going to put it down to, it's just a sense of urgency, man. You know, we too in the moment not to take advantage of the moment. Like, all three of those games was winnable, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't smell blood and we didn't go and attack, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what it boils down to, sense of urgency. And that's everybody from the defense, the offense, the coaching staff. You know, I do agree that we need another receiver. I've been saying that a while. We got that 6'5 receiver on the practice squad, man. Bring him up. You know,
Bryce
what I'm
and Tremaine. And, yeah, I agree.
Bring him up. And then your boy, I bet you he won't drop no passes in the red zone or no wide open passes. So we need to bring him up. And I'm hoping Lattimore comes back and just see what we're going to do, man. One thing I don't want that, you know, that Dan Quinn, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, what they do in the second half and what they did to their former teams, I don't want that to come over and rub off on us.
Yeah.
And I don't want what happened 2 years ago when we missed the playoffs. We could have made the playoffs. So we've been hot. We got to keep it going, man. And those other teams are closer to us now than what they were 3 weeks ago.
All right, so real quickly, I understand lack of urgency, but is there someone you would point the finger at, one individual or unit, more than the other?
I'm gonna say coaching, man. And okay. This, I mean, I like Dan Quinn, no doubt. But I wanted a young head coach. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that's relatable. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody that can click with the offense you know what I'm saying, and have the skilled players do their job, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
I think DQ is relatable, whether he's young or not. I mean, you know, he's mid-50s or whatever he is, but he's relatable.
Well, we always bring in somebody from our division, you know what I'm saying, some form of fashion, whether it's coaching or players or whatever, man. We don't ever get what we deserve in return. So hopefully that's not the case. You know, this is first year. We're going to see what happens.
We'll see.
You know, but I will prefer a young coach. Right, I didn't want Ron Rivera either. I just want a younger head coach, you know.
Sometimes they don't always work out like Sean McVay and Mike McDaniel and all those guys. Thank you, Lap. Appreciate you. We got to let you run so we can get to some more.
It's hard to restrict anything on age, ethnicity, specifically.
Yeah.
You know, I want a white coach. I want a black coach. I want a young coach. I want somebody who's open-minded and that has strong in his convictions and really has a pure sense of Neanderthal football.
You know who kind of has that? Nick Sirianni, and nobody likes him.
Well, I do think people like him when they win.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, they're liking him a lot more now. But
like
5 weeks ago, they thought he was a village idiot. But
he lost.
It's kind of like what you were just talking about, you know, and what Lapp also wanted. Young coach, right? But he's got courage, convictions. He's going to go for it. You know, I mean, like one of the Harbaughs, it was John Harbaugh. No, John. Yeah. John Harbaugh went to fourth and one from his own 16 last night.
Yeah.
You know?
But who do it with? If you have the Eagles' offensive line, I can do a lot of things.
Yeah, no, you're right.
See, they're just built. I'm looking at this thing now going, ooh. Back, O-line, both their lines are physically imposing.
Yeah. You know who's physically imposing on the defensive line? Tennessee.
And I'm glad you said that because I don't think our fan base. See, we get hyped up for Dallas because of the nostalgia.
Right.
You're going to act like you don't even know who's on Tennessee's line. They're going to come in and stun you.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be picking that bone clean.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
They're playing for respect.
They're going to be picking that turkey bone clean.
If you disrespect them, they're going to hit you in your ass.
And you know who their offensive line coach is, right?
Don't say Ray Brown.
No. Bill Callahan.
Oh, that's right, my man.
Because Brian's the head coach.
That's right. You know what? Dumb me.
Yeah.
Man, coach. Man, I love coach.
Yeah. Let's get to the 757. Paulie, let's have him weigh in here. What's up, P?
I think he'll be happy with you today.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Paulie?
Hail to the W.
Hail to the W, man. Were you asleep at the wheel, Paulie?
No, bro. I was waiting for the real host to introduce me. And thank you, Doc. Hail to the W.
Real host.
I'm just messing with you, man. Chill out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hey, look. Hey, Doc. G told me to tell you, man. I checked in on him, man. He's doing fine.
Okay.
Man.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I know you. After porn.
Yeah, man. Worries me.
Listen here, though.
Worries me.
Yeah, but listen here, man. I'm hearing a lot of loser talk. I'm hearing a lot of stuff that ain't making sense. I don't tell me about T. Higgins in the off season or what we should have did at the trade deadline. It's about here and now. All right, here and now is about execution. All right, philosophy and adjustments. All right, first and foremost, regardless of what the play call is or what they're running, you know the players need to execute. Okay, now what's the philosophy? Because I heard from the start of the season up until this last press conference with Dan Quinn, where he talked about identity and physical and violence, and that's not us on offense right now. We playing on skates, all right? Don't tell me, you know, Brian Robinson is the end-all, be-all at running back. Because like I said yesterday, Dallas trotted out somebody named Rico Suave and fed him the rock. You know, because when you're struggling, that like Dallas was struggling, and like we're struggling on offense, you go back to fundamentals, all right? You block, you run, you pass, you catch. All right? You go back to fundamentals. And we didn't go back to fundamentals. We're trying to pick up where we left off at, and where we left off at is that mediocrity. You know, like we pimped them all the way down the field on the zone read yesterday, on Sunday, and never went back to it. That was the best the offense looked up until the last 4 minutes of the game. But when the game was really in hand, when it really counted, when you're supposed to win the game, Jaden Daniels and his zone read down the field was the best we looked, and we never went back to that style of offense. Not once. That's philosophy. You know? All right, adjustments. I love Noah Brown. I do. He's a good player for us. But he doesn't get any separation. Don't tell me about his pass interference calls, man. So you say we got to hope for the referee going to throw his flag for him to be effective in the game? Now, he doesn't get any separation up the sideline. Put De'Ami Brown in there. Let him run up the sideline. That's his skill set, and that's what I mean by adjustment. The right tool for the right job. All right? Let him run. Let him – because teams we're not getting pressure to the middle of the field because Zach Ertz is also not fleet of foot anymore. He's older. You know, like one caller said, let's get centered up in there. Let's get some pressure to the middle of the field. Because the safeties are definitely shading Terry. They know who the main threat is out there on the outside. It's Terry. So they definitely can shade to Terry because there's no threat up the middle. So how about you get centered up in there? Let's get some pressure up the seam, up the middle of the field. Get De'Ami on the outside to run some of them go routes because Noah Brown is not running past anybody. They had some guy that came off the practice squad start for Diggs, and he shut Noah Brown down because he's not fast. Now, he's good. He's good in the slot. He's good intermediate and all that, but he's not good up the sideline. And if he ain't making these contested catches, which all of a sudden since the Bears game, he's not making these catches now. He was making them before. He ain't making them now. So it's simple. You got to play with what you got. You got to use the strength of your players. De'Ami Brown's strength is running up the sideline. It's screenplay. So let's get him some more plays up the sideline. That way, maybe you could take some pressure off of Terry. Make the safeties think that, okay, we got to look for somebody else beating us downfield too. So for me, execution, all right, philosophy, and adjustment. And that's how you go out there and win on offense, man. Hail to the W.
All right, Paulie. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Let's get can we get one more in, or are we going to take a timeout? Timeout? All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll get more on the other side. I see you, Mark. I see you, Darren. We'll get to as many as we can right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, we ain't there yet, boys and girls. But it'll be an early weekend for many of you.
And we have an early moron of the month this week.
It's fair. That's fair, right? Because Thanksgiving is falling such at a late date, right? Usually it's like 21st, 22nd, somewhere in that range. This year, falling on the 28th. So we will not be here over the 4 days. We'll be here tomorrow. Not Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday morning, 6 to 10, you will, I think it's D-Day, I think. I should double check that. I believe so. I'll double check that. I know it's a simulcast between both stations, but also, separate aside, you can listen to me on the Infinity Sports Radio Network on the Odyssey app or on SiriusXM or any one of the affiliates because I will be hosting 6 to 10 a.m., Doc. They are going to let the rooster out of the cage. How about that on Friday morning? Sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's Denton and Toby will be on locally 6 to 10 for the Junkies on both 980 and 106. CK said not too much rooster. So we're going to put Denton and Toby on from 6 to 10, cover up the rooster, and let him squawk somewhere else.
Do you know who you're working with? Infinity?
I have no idea. Oh. They just asked me yesterday late afternoon.
Oh, I wasn't sure if they told you who the producer was yet.
Don't know. Is the chicken surprise? Turkey surprise? I don't know.
Good luck.
I'll figure it out. Hopefully it's nobody bad. All right, back to the phones.
You talking about Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. Yeah.
1 to 2.
Because you're doing 1 to 2:45.
Right.
On Friday. Right.
One, yes.
Right before the Caps and the Islanders.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, right after Linnell Willingham. Have you heard of him? No, the youngest in charge.
The Will is on.
No, the youngest in charge.
No, that's Toby. Toby.
Oh, wait a second.
Toby's the youngest in charge.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, Lowell. So Lowell is on from 9 Oh, my goodness.
No, 10 o'clock, 10 to 1.
10 to 1.
But they're neutering him at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So the whale is leading in.
Yeah, for the DOC.
Okay, good.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I'll be forced to listen to him.
I'm just a big idiot.
No, he's really not an idiot. He's actually a fairly talented young man.
He just at times acts like an idiot.
Well, he's very good at acting like one. Yeah, but he was legitimately excited Sunday.
There you go. That's what makes one of us. Let's get to Mark and Chevy Chase. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Doc. You know, this past season, I finally became a varsity head coach with DCIAA. So maybe you can call me Coach Mark from Chevy Chase.
Oh, there you go. Coach Mark. Congratulations.
Varsity football. Yes. Varsity football.
Quite an honor. Are you serious?
You're the head coach?
Yes.
And where is this at?
I'm a varsity assistant, special teams, offensive, defensive assistant.
Nice. And where is this at?
Where is that?
For HIPAA laws, I don't want to say, but it's DCIAA, so very competitive. The kids are great.
DCIAA,
wonderful season. Mm-hmm. Wonderful season. I wish we were seeing more, like, Grim Jacoby pulling guards for the Commanders, the left guard, left tackle pulling with Warren shutting off the blind side with a two tight end set. Because we were talking about running, that'd be nice to bring back the counter trade. But I think we're seeing versions of it with Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, with the pin and pull, sure.
Yeah, so it would be nice to see. I would say every call I've heard for the past 2 days seems very frustrated with the Dallas game, and I want to just remind people that these are all pros playing the game. The high school level is sometimes a little more predictable. If you look around the NFL, you had Kansas City only winning by 3. You had Minnesota winning by 3. These are competitive games. And my hope for the remaining, 5 games on the schedule, 6 games, however many, are that each game we win, but I am sure whether win or lose, each game, hopefully we have a chance to win, where each game probably will be very competitive. And I think that's a good lesson for the Commanders to learn this year, is that we need to stay desperate and hungry every week, because the other team will pull a Wally Pipp, using a New York Yankee reference, to Doc instead of a Los Angeles Dodgers reference, a Wally Pipp on us. Mm.
And what is that noise? Is that a turkey gobbling in the background?
Girlfriend.
Oh.
That's my girlfriend.
I know she likes birds and stuff, but it sounded like a turkey was gobbling and I thought you were like heisting a turkey.
Yeah, well, she's going to be cooking a turkey,
Attagirl.
But we don't joke about that in our family.
Yeah.
She was a full support. You know, honestly, she still associates the Commanders with those feathers, which means deep down in her heart, she's still a Washington Commanders fan.
Mm.
I'm all about the birds.
Yep.
But she's all about the birds. Exactly.
Those eagle feathers.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Happy
Go stuff some turkeys and do all sorts of things. Good job, Coach.
Good job, Coach.
Appreciate you.
And I am serious. All these games will be competitive, but hopefully they all will end up in wins.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I don't think the Commanders are getting smoked in any of these games, even the ones that they lost. Obviously, they just need to finish the job and stop making, some costly mistakes, whether it be turnovers. I mean, the other day, thanks, Mark. You know, the other day, Jaden, one of his best completions of the day was a crossing route to John Bates. I love John Bates. Great blocker, great hustler, crafty receiver when he gets his hands on the ball. He fumbles. You know, I mean, the other interception, I mean, besides the Hail Mary one, which doesn't really count, that's not a great decision by Jaden, because that play's going nowhere. The one in and out of Brian Robinson's hands. You know, these little mistakes are killing them. And then they get glorified to big wounds. Mistakes.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Exactly. All right, let's do a trending alert, and then we will try and get back and see if we can squeeze in any more here on the other side and a quick cleanup on aisle three right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so I make Maddie happy. We are brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle stolen every 60 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. We certainly thank them for being a part of the show. From college football, we start out with Mack Brown, fired by the University of North Carolina, the Tar Heels. He will coach this weekend against NC State. Their decision about the bowl game, because they are bowl eligible, will come at a later time. But Mack Brown's second tenure with North Carolina not ending very good. From the NFL, we told you about this, Tyreek Hill, both citations from his opening day. Auto incident outside of the Dolphin Stadium has been dismissed. The officers that were involved in the case did not show. Shaq Barrett, two-time Pro Bowler, formerly with Tampa Bay, was last with Miami, now wants to unretire. He's filed to have immediate reinstatement. He is still contractually controlled by the Dolphins. Tommy DeVito, not 100% to play on Thursday, although trending in the right direction. And Jerry Jones said on 105.3 The Fan and the Odyssey app this morning that the Cowboys might actually keep Mike McCarthy. And that's what's trending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A little Zach Brown Band, one of the best songs, period, ever of all time, Colder Weather.
Yeah.
Nice. It's not exactly cold out there right now, but I guess it's going to get chilly.
Oh, we're going to be in the 20s this weekend.
I heard Saturday night, the real youngest in charge, Toby Altizer.
Toby, yeah.
Was telling me that at game time for Virginia Tech in Blacksburg Saturday night at 8 o'clock, supposed to be at game time, 28 degrees. Game time. That means it's going to get colder throughout the night.
Well, I don't know. I think he's on vacation, so we'll see.
Bish is he on vacation? I don't know. He's always on vacation. So.
Well, no, he's really not. Yeah. The dude works a lot.
Bish!
Well,
I mean, the Junks have a sweet
deal.
They'll
do one at a time. Yeah. They basically covered the fort.
I mean, they're legends. They can take all the vacation.
Oh, no, they're doing it right. They do it right. But the youngest in charge, yeah, he's been doing some great work.
Well, Tobe's part of the Virginia Tech radio broadcast, so he's going to actually be there at Lane Stadium, which I got to go to for the first time earlier this year.
Are you kidding me?
Against Rutgers. Oh, it was amazing. And I was told, by the way, that atmosphere was the most docile of all atmosphere. Like, you get a night game at Lane. Now, I don't know, Thanksgiving weekend.
I went through renovation, so I had the luck of the lizard. Anybody that goes through renovation, I mean, so, but once the old place, the new place, Sandman, it's just, anybody that's not experienced it, you have not embraced the home atmosphere.
Now that I've gotten that,
You did the Sandman?
Yeah. Oh. Now that I've gotten that, the next thing I want to do is Camp Randall, Wisconsin, between the third and fourth quarter and the jump around thing.
Dude.
Oof.
That's the one thing college
can't
do. And
at an LSU game, especially, I think they do it at night only. Maybe they do it every game, but I know they do it at night, calling Baton Rouge.
At night.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that the NFL
just hasn't been able to figure out.
It's impossible to do it.
Yeah.
That's why Buffalo is so unique.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it has a collegiate sense.
You know what they did at Northwest Stadium a couple of weeks ago when they played, I think it was the Bears 425 game. So obviously it was dark by the fourth quarter. They turned out all the lights in the stadium and everybody was like, everybody was like, "Oh my God, what is going on here?" And then they started the laser light show and they had the whole place.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It was really cool. It was like at first you thought, "Oh my God, the stadium lights have all gone out." And then, because there was no advance warning. And then it was like, you know how the Nationals before the Nationals decided to once again be cheap and not sign Kyle Finnegan?
Yeah.
Now the Nationals used to bring out Kyle Finnegan with the red,
that was,
you know, infrared and all that. How cool that is.
That was awesome.
Oh, and then, you know, $8 million got in the way.
People that don't travel or don't do stadiums don't. That's why the Bills, no matter what people say, and I may joke with you, but I respect it. They have something like we had at RFK. Very few pro teams have that thing.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the calls. We'll be able to get one in. We'll see here. Darren in Southeast, been on hold the longest. What's up, Darren? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Doc. How y'all
doing? Hey, Darren. What's going on?
All is well. Hey, before I want to talk about answer your question for today, but you just said that Jerry Jones going to resign, like, extend the contract.
Well,
for,
he's not. He's not definitely saying he's going to do it. He's saying it's a possibility,
and I'm hoping.
Oh, okay. You hoping?
Absolutely.
I was thinking to myself. I was saying, "Oh man, Mike McCarthy." He about a week ago, I was saying to myself, "Oh man, Mike McCarthy gonna end up being our OC." You know. But
it's a possibility. I wouldn't rule it out if Cliff leaves.
Yeah. Talking about Cliff, you know, in my eyes, he's the man on deck. I mean, the captain goes down with the ship, and that's Dan Quinn. Adam Peters, he got to fall on his own sword as a decision maker. And we're talking about right now. We're talking about right now, not where we're headed or where we've been. Right now, he would have to fall on his own sword. The captain goes down with the ship. Cliff Kingsbury is the man on deck. It was malpractice for him to come out. In that second quarter, I was pissed. By the third quarter, I was about to blow up because I couldn't believe that he didn't make, or maybe he did make adjustments and they were fallible. But to come out as empty as that, and then come back after halftime as empty as that, pissed me off. And all I heard today from all this old line hurt and Terry McLaurin can't get no separation and blah 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 blah, all that excuse my language, all that BS, those excuses. I don't want to hear no more excuses. No reason you should have lost to them Cowboys Sunday, and everybody know it. Who's to blame? All of y'all to blame. Y'all a team, ain't you? All of y'all to blame. Everybody should look at theirself and say there's something I could have done better.
That's fair. That's
don't
fair.
Be waiting for Terry McLaurin to get open, Jaden Daniels,
that's
because you used to LSU receivers being wide open. You had the cream of the crop. Terry McLaurin is a bad mofo. You throw him the 50-50 ball. Just throw him the damn ball. He's going to get it, or he's going to get a P.I.
I like Darren.
Throw him the damn ball.
I like Darren. Darren, have you ever called in before? I don't remember.
Yeah, I have. I'm just upset, man.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, we love the passion. We love the passion. Thank you, Darren.
Yeah,
thank you, bud. We got to move along. Appreciate you. I'm going to do this. Matty, I know I'm going to do a very abridged version of Cleanup on Aisle 3 because we've covered a lot of what we wanted to get to. So Sean in College Park will be last up. Go ahead, Sean. How are you? Sean? All right, Sean is not the...
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, sorry about that, man. Hey, I just want to let y'all know, man, I'm a big fan. I love when you guys break down X's and O's. Precious. Love the show, man. I'm actually a Giants fan. And trust me, guys, it can be a whole lot worse.
Yes.
If you put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah. But well, it wasn't that long ago that the Commanders were awful in the dredges of society. So we know. Yeah.
I've been telling people Daniels has been the best quarterback, I think the best pick of this draft this year. I really think that's the truth. And I think you guys are going to turn it around, you know what I'm saying? And just, you guys are going to be deadly. You know, like in years to come, when you add weapons, add wide receivers, add the pieces you need, and move forward. That's right now, Dan Quinn's got to turn the ship around. He's got to get these players to try to win close games. You know, that's about it, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for getting in. We'll leave it at that. Clean up on aisle three real quickly here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed, what we forgot, what we need to touch on, what we promoted that we didn't get to, and even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Hi, Doc. We've mentioned it a couple of times, but we haven't given you the actual quote. So this morning on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, which you can listen on the Odyssey app, Sean and RJ, Sean Sharif is a D.C. area native, big Commanders fan, Redskins fan, whatever, doing morning radio in Dallas for the last 13, 14 years. So he gets to talk to Jerry Jones every Tuesday morning. And he asked whether it was crazy to think that Mike McCarthy could receive a contract extension after the season. And here was Jones's answer. Quote, "I don't think that's crazy at all." That's not crazy. Listen, Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach. Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So the bottom line is, in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen an indication about what we're going to do relative to this staff at the end of this year. And we shouldn't. We've got a lot of football left. End quote. So the question to you, Doc Walker, do you believe that, or is that just gobbledygook from Jerry Jones, who doesn't want to come out and say he's already made the decision that Mike McCarthy's contract expiring is his way out?
I don't know. I hope we get more Mike. I like the combination. If I was Jerry, I wouldn't change anything.
Well, you like it from a selfish perspective, right?
Well, doesn't matter who the head coach is. Jerry's running everything.
Well, that's fair.
So what difference does it make? It could be me or you.
Well, if Jerry's running everything, then Jerry's running us around.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter in Dallas. I mean, Jerry Jones is going to do what Jerry Jones wants to do no matter what the situation is. Mm-hmm. So what do you want him to do? Think you'll get Nick Saban, an alpha? Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Not while he's alive.
When was the last time the Commanders beat the Cowboys?
Well, they won like six in a row or six.
Yeah,
it's been
a while, right? Since 2020 on Thanksgiving, was that the last time?
Yeah,
maybe there was one other one. I can't even remember.
Been a minute.
Yeah, not good.
But if I can give him some advice, next time we do it, bring Santana Moss out and put the Cowboys in dark blue.
Oh, you mean instead of
and nobody but Santana Moss?
They brought Pierre Garçon out.
I love Pierre.
Yeah,
they had him on a sidebar. Yeah. Santana Moss. Cowboy killer. All right.
I would say that would have been a better choice.
Santana Moss. Period.
I said that.
Every time. And Dexter Manley, a world grant. Every time. No rotation. Every time.
How about Doc Walker?
No. I tell you who to do if you want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently. Mm-hmm. Consistently.
I personally think Jerry Jones is nuts. The Cowboys are 4-7, yes. And they could easily be 5-7 after Thursday because they're taking on the Giants and the Giants suck. And I suppose everything is possible, right? At 5-7, they would still have 5 games left to go, having played 12. Anything is possible. So his answer is, I don't think it's crazy. Crazy? Of course it's not crazy. Is it likely? No. Is it possible? Yeah, I guess. Slight possibility. I'll just tell you this. It's not the vibe that the Cowboys staff has. They know. just like everyone here knew last year that Ron and his staff were going, right? You just know. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. The difference is the Cowboys actually got off the mat and fought their asses off.
Yeah.
Whereas, well.
They hurt the draft position a little bit too yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Bad teams need good players.
That's true.
Some good news?
Yes.
Phil Chenier. And, of course, tonight, the
Buck.
play-by-play.
On Monumental Sports Network 2, right? They're going to be doing the Bulls-Wizards alt broadcast. If you missed Buck at the end of Coach Sheehan's show, you can check it out on the podcast or on the Odyssey app. Last thing I wanted to get for you is there's been so much talk about Deion Sanders and Colorado and whether he's going to stay there, whether he's going to go to Dallas, what have you, back to FSU, whether he's going to control the draft. How about this? Shador Sanders, his son, and Travis Hunter are both expected to play in a bowl game, Deion said today. Now, of course, they lost at Kansas. Not a good loss in particular. They play Friday at home against Oklahoma State. And he said, quote, no, it's not the last time you're going to see them in a Buffs uniform. These two and all the rest of the seniors have done a wonderful job getting us to where we are, installing so much, blah, 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 blah. So he's basically saying our fans deserve the absolute best. We are going to a bowl game in this thing on the to end this thing on the right note. So he is basically saying that the potential number one overall pick and the potential number two overall pick are going to play in a bowl game, which we do not see a lot of. Jaden Daniels did not play for LSU. And on top of that, did you see Shador Sanders is like playing in the East-West Shrine Game? Which, again, like, whoa. You never see the top prospects play in that game. Sometimes in the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
But not in the East-West Shrine Game. So I got to say this. Policy. If Deion is pulling these purse strings and doing what all this.
When you have insurance policies and endorsements, you can play in anything you want to play in.
You can. But a lot of times you can also say, nope, screw you. I'm not playing.
They don't have to. Those kids are getting paid. They've been getting paid.
Yeah, that's true.
It's called insurance policies and guarantees.
That's true. All right, coming up next.
World. Clean up in aisle three.
I always forget about Miss Voice Lady. I'm sorry. Coming up next, it was not a Merry Christmas and a Merry Christmas parade for someone. We'll tell you why next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we're wrapping things up here on a Tuesday, a Gridiron Tuesday. Coming up one more show this week here on the Team 980. That'll be tomorrow afternoon with a guy that Matt wants to work with every day. Linnell Willingham. He's scheduled to join us.
You mean the guy in the picture?
Maybe. Yeah. all right, let's get to it. Let's end the show with kind of a shake of the head or a smile. We'll see.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yeah, Doc, everybody loves a good Christmas parade, right? So the people in Canada, in a county in Canada just south of Toronto, on Talbot Street, again, just outside of Toronto, went to a Christmas parade over the weekend, right? And what happened was everybody was having a good time. Everybody was lined up. And a 62-year-old woman decided, this isn't good enough. I can't see. I don't want to look around people. So what did she do? She decided to haul off and punch somebody in the head at the Christmas parade. That's right. She was then arrested for assault that police say dampened the holiday spirit at the Santa Claus parade. Again, she's 62 years old. 62 years old. She said that they said in the police report, she got, quote, into a dispute with a fellow parade goer who allegedly obstructed her family's view of the parade. The suspect struck the victim in the face, knocking them to the ground after an argument. And of course, grandma, who didn't get run over by a reindeer, missed the rest of the parade after she was arrested and hauled off by police. So I would just ask you this, Doc. I don't know how many Christmas parades you've been to or you're planning on going to.
Quite a few, but you act like 62 is like 102.
No.
I take offense to how you make... Essie, did you catch that? He made it sound like she was 102.
I got it, a little bit.
62.
I mean...
That's just a little bit over being
spring
chicken.
Feisty in spirit, right? 62. A 62-year-old grandma, though, shouldn't be hauling off and punching people.
62-year-old grandma? I'm like... I guess we view it a little differently. I just think you...
Doc's all worried about the age. I'm worried about the grandma punching somebody in the face at a Christmas parade.
I don't see her as being elderly as you do.
It'll replace the hot cocoa, that's for sure.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Doc, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thank you as always, my friend.
Give my best to your family.
Absolutely, appreciate you.
And good luck with the whale.
I need it. Doc will be back, on Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app and 106.7.
What's wrong with Wednesday?
Oh, are you working tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to think he's pushing me all the way down to the end of the week. Yeah.
I didn't know. Who are you working for?
Hey, man. You never know. That's why you got the Odyssey app. You got to do an app.
Secret sauce. You got to listen.
Do an app, man.
I got to figure that out.
Blue collar.
Well, listen to Doc anyway. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're not with us tomorrow, we will be back here at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to all you guys on the phones. Craig Hoffman up next. Adios.